This is Steve Sherlock with another Franklin Matters radio show, number 526 in the series. This session of the radio show shares my conversation with Jesse and Vinny Fanuelli of VFJ Renovations. We held our conversation outdoor in the gorgeous day in their yard, albeit with some traffic and breezy interference, but it was so good to be outside and in person. I was very much excited to be there. We had met virtually almost a year ago. In fact, May of 2020, and the link is also included in the show notes. We discussed in this session their second year of the Raised Garden Bed Initiative to empower us with gardening. The conversation runs around 21 minutes, so let's listen into my conversation with Jesse and Vinny.
All right, Steve Sherlock here for Franklin Matters, Franklin Public Radio, anywhere on the internet, WFPR.FM, and on the local Franklin area dial at 102.9. Here, outdoor for the first time this season. So yeah, you do hear some trucks and traffic going by, but it's a gorgeous spring day here at the end of April, and we're at the Fanuelli, so we've got Jesse and Vinny. The last time we did this, it was via Zoom. Because we were totally in the lockdown at the time.
We were. That's right.
It was, man. Unbelievable.
So it's good to be here again. Here, first time.
First time.
Back here. With you again. But you're still doing something you had started, and we started talking about last year. And that's
right.
Also good.
Right. So we started last year our Empower with Gardening initiative. And our goal was to raise money. Well, it was to empower people to garden, so we made raised garden beds basically at cost.
Yeah.
And we ended up selling over 70.
70, wow.
And then we raised enough money through a GoFundMe page and project to donate 11 more raised garden beds with soil and plants.
Okay.
To 11 families or individuals who wanted to garden but maybe couldn't afford
right. All
of the pieces. The plants were actually donated by Nancy Briggs's Dirty Knuckles fundraiser.
Okay.
here in town in Franklin.
Instead of a green thumb, you get Dirty Knuckles.
Dirty
but
Knuckles.
It's the same vein.
and she did a t-shirt fundraiser, and they raised enough money for us to buy the plants. To give to these families.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent.
It was very cool.
Yeah, exactly. We realized that the families that were, you know, in Massachusetts and even in the country, they needed to do something with this pandemic, you know, hitting us. And we thought, you know, gardening would be the answer, as Jesse mentioned, and it really took off. But we also realized there were going to be some people that just didn't have the means to start their garden. And that's where that fund came in.
Yeah,
it was just amazing. One of the homes, I think it was one of them or a couple of them, we installed a rain barrel for them also.
Okay. Yeah.
That's
yeah. Because yeah, while we were confined, certainly most of last year, and to a certain extent, we're still just gradually coming out of that with the masks and social distancing. And for the record, yes, we are socially distanced outside here. We do have the recording device courtesy of Franklin Public Radio and TV, so we get able to do this.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
And thanks to you for taking some time today to share your story.
And as a lot of you might realize, the construction industry has sort of taken off. Yeah, at least the renovation business.
Renovation
has.
Part, sure.
You know, where people have been home and they've been looking at things that need to be done. And Jesse and I spent a lot of time, not a lot of time, we spent an evening thinking, can we actually fit this in our schedule?
Mm-hmm.
It was over a course of a few conversations.
That's right.
About, you know, how we did it last year, what could we improve upon this year? You know, what could we afford to do with organizing with our other jobs, but wanting to have a social responsibility piece
sure.
to our business?
Absolutely.
You know, we do pro bono work a lot of times, you know, in December, January, to some people in need. And so this was another step of social responsibility. We wanted to continue it because we got so much out of it.
Yeah.
And you know, to hear people you know, comment about, you know, how much they loved the garden beds that we built them last year, etc. So we had to think about, again, the social responsibility. We had to think about our schedule. We had to think about our families. Mm-hmm. And so we've decided to cut down the number of beds that we are able to make this year. And we're around 35 is about the number that we want to get to.
Mm-hmm.
And we're making two sizes, a 2.5 by 6 foot cedar raised garden bed. You know, that's enough to hold a couple of tomato plants, lettuce, snap peas. You know, you can do quite a bit. We actually have one person going to be using it as a flower cut garden.
Flower cut, okay, cut yeah. flower garden, sure.
Cut flower yeah. garden. And then the other bed, what else we're making is a cedar planter. So it has a removable bottom. So you can actually fill it with soil and plant directly in it. It would hold some herbs or one big tomato plant or one big eggplant.
Yeah.
Or you can actually, you know, if you have a potted plant that you want to just have a decorative piece for, you can put that right inside and, mm-hmm. and put that on your front stoop.
Sure.
I think the issue though is this is interesting, Steve. Is we started we were looking at that letter that we wrote basically to anybody who wanted to read it. And it was on looking at where we were and where we're gonna go.
Right.
And it was April 22nd.
Yep. Earth
so
Day.
We've done 70. You know, we did over 70 beds last year, but we're at the 35. Bed already, and it's April 22nd, so I'm a little nervous thinking that we're going to get another 35.
You're going to get some more demand.
Yeah.
So
that's going to be a bit of an issue. I don't know.
But what is good about that though is that honestly the growing season in New England, you know, you can start growing your plants in late May, early June, and still have a harvest.
Sure.
So nobody's behind the eight ball here if you're not planting things now.
No.
Oh, no.
And if you planted them a couple of weeks ago, given the weather we've had, you know, there may have been some issues. Who knows?
Exactly. Oh, yeah.
But that's New England, and that's the way it is.
Yep.
Yeah. Exactly. We have some indoor plants. We have a fig tree. We have an oleander. We have a few other...
The kumquat.
That's right. That we've taken out too early, you know, in the past. And, and it was like, what did you do that for? We were enjoying it, you know. So, you know, you gotta be careful on that. And there is a nice season here. And if you start early and you're okay, you get a multiple. You know, you get your lettuce in now. You get some of the green pieces in now. And you get a couple of batches in, as you know, you know.
Yeah.
But I think that... So we're gonna do it a little differently this year. We're not doing the GoFundMe page. What we decided is that our profits would go to our local food pantries, or we would donate a raised bed or a planter to different organizations.
Right.
So just directly. So we're taking it. So we've got the price set, and we're taking money off of that, and that's gonna be what we're gonna donate to individuals, to families, mm-hmm. or to an organization.
Sure. And having purchased one of the 2.5 by 6 beds last year, I put it in the backyard. I think I ended up with either 4 or 6 tomatoes, some broccoli, some chives has come back again already.
Awesome. Awesome.
Some other herbs. And I'm looking forward to putting some more stuff in the ground this year, both there and then at my other plot at the community garden. So that's my little piece of my growing, because as we've started talking to, and Chloe will put in the link to our conversation last year, but the pandemic certainly, I think, gave us much more of an opportunity to truly understand, you know, our relationship in the world, because we were forced to be isolated, and then you could go into the yard, well, then how do I do things, what do I do growing, etc. And the gardening is a continuation of it, and again, it's going to be for some people. May not necessarily be for everybody, but for those who do, if they don't have a bed, this is a way to get it.
It yes. really is. We just delivered a couple of beds last night, and you know, obviously, I mean, there was enough grass that I saw growing there that, you know, if they cultivated it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think people realize that.
Yeah.
I think people are looking at different parts of the world and realizing they don't have the opportunity, or they have the land space, or they have the means to grow, and they need to grow crops.
Sure.
So I was looking at it and saying, this family decided, well, look it, I'm not going to cut my grass up. I'm not going to really, you know, go crazy on this, but I'm going to start something.
Absolutely.
You know. And that's what a raised bed does. It just limits and defines, but at least it's you've got that feeling that, you know, I'm out there and I'm realizing that I'm going to do something more than just, you know, maintain, you know, the property with bark mulch and so forth. And I
mm-hmm.
think that's a big piece that we're trying to send out there.
Yeah.
You know, not that I don't appreciate cultivated properties and you know, the beauty of it.
Right.
But there is a spot there to, and even if it's just growing a few plants, but it's also sending that message to your children, your family, that this is, you know, this is what you might have to do, or this is what you can do, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So many people that, it's interesting. I look at it a lot of times as a need. You know, we need to sustain, we need to grow our own crops. And, but what I realize so many times is that people get such joy out of it.
Yeah.
I watch Paula, Jesse's wife, when she's working in the garden, she won't wear gloves. She just loves getting her hand into the soil. It's just interesting. And
yeah.
I know that's...
Yeah.
Yeah.
That tactile feel, you know, truly becoming a part of the earth. You know, working.
There's nothing
it.
Like it.
No,
yeah.
No,
yeah.
Nothing like it.
There's nothing like it.
Okay. I think that's such a piece. I was just watching a video... a little side note, just watching a video on somebody doing an eased or pencil edge on granite. 18 years this guy was working at this factory, and he was doing a YouTube video, and I needed to check out eased versus a pencil edge. And I couldn't believe how into it he was. It was that same experience that I got as a child when I visited Southern Italy with my parents, which that's where they were from,
mm-hmm.
and I was talking to the guys that worked the fields.
Right.
How much they were into
yeah.
their land and cultivating, mm-hmm. even though they've done it for years and years
right.
and years.
Yeah.
So it's a big piece.
Yeah, and it's a start, because then once you start with one plant, two plant, maybe six in the 2.5 by 6 or mm-hmm. whatever, or a smaller plant in the planter type pot that you have, you then start becoming aware. Well, you know, the watering, the weather.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Everything's integrated, right? But we don't always recognize that. And that, I think, gives us a step towards that recognition, that appreciation, that understanding.
I mean, that's a really good point you're making. I was talking to a friend, our neighbor, and he was, and I come from Hull, and he was saying that I think one of the things I appreciate or I recognize by living in Hull is that we're always experience nature. We always have to think about it
because mm-hmm.
we're so close to the water, all
sure.
the issues. And you're absolutely right. That's how Franklin gets closer to nature, is by working the earth. Because that's what it was. It was that you were cutting trees. It was that you were farming out here.
Mm-hmm.
It was that you were looking at the rivers and stuff. It's a really good point you're making.
Yeah.
Is that if you get too, if you don't do those things, you get far further and further away from nature.
Mm-hmm.
Very good point.
It brings
yeah.
us back to the moment.
Yeah.
You know, to be mindful of ourselves and of what we are actually capable of doing. You know, if we pay attention to our surroundings, our environment,
yeah.
the weather,
yeah.
you know, the sunshine, it can teach us a lot about ourselves. You know, what do we enjoy doing? What do we enjoy caring for? You know, I personally do not have a green thumb. You know, but I can put in those snap peas, you know, and then I can explain to Paula what she should be doing. But I leave it up to her, because she's so much better at it than I am.
That's
yep.
right. Good. But like we discussed earlier, you're the raised box maker.
Yeah.
You're the person who digs the ground up and turns it over.
That's right.
But then you need...
It takes a team.
It takes all kinds.
Each person to their capability, to their skill level, to their
yep.
desires. We were talking before we started recording as well. I had recorded one of the Franklin Food Pantry donors. Good story. Marilyn Sutcliffe, her link is available. And for her, she wasn't a gardener. She's not a gardener. She appreciates it. But for her, she'd rather write the check. Well, yep. That check is just as important to the food pantry as, you know, the garden, community gardens that Jen Kuz, et cetera, coordinates.
Absolutely.
They bring in the food by the pounds, et cetera. All of it, you know, it's literally takes a village.
Yes. It does.
To survive. And this is another aspect of it.
Yes. You know, as Dad alluded to earlier, you know, the remodeling business has taken off.
Yes.
And with the low supply of lumber and the high demand for the work, you know, we couldn't make the same raised beds at the prices we made them last year.
Sure.
Just because the material increase has been enormous.
Material prices have just gone through the roof, from what I no pun intended there, but
yeah, it really has.
Yes,
and so
it's amazing.
But what we found is that so many people still want to purchase these raised garden beds because they do want to give back, and they do want to have that growth,
mm-hmm.
both individually and their plants. But they also look at our donating to a couple of organizations and also the Franklin Food Pantry, and they're excited about that. They
sure.
want to give back. And I had a couple of great conversations with Tina Powderly and Lynn Calling. One of the things that I learned was that if you've got a raised garden or any other garden and you have too much produce, give a call to Jen Kuz.
Jen Kuz, yeah.
And Jen Kuz, and organize a pickup or a drop-off of your fresh produce, and those can go to families.
Yes.
So it's absolutely wonderful how much you actually can give back to our community when you grow a garden.
Yeah.
I think that Patrick is a senior at Franklin High School.
Okay.
And he's on it. We're trying him out, so to speak.
Okay.
He's an apprentice and
wonderful young man.
Yeah.
And he's really wants to get into carpentry and construction.
Yeah.
And his brother's doing the same thing, as an older brother.
Yeah.
I think he's moving towards the electrical piece. And but in any case, he was pretty excited about the idea that we were going to be making these garden beds.
Yeah.
You know, just not looking at, I think in the way I could say that maybe he wasn't looking at construction as like, well, that's one of the things we can do. We don't just build homes.
Sure.
But we can build things that are connected.
Yep.
You know, to survival or to living. You know.
Sure.
And it's just, I think this is really cool that we're in here outdoors. The last couple, we put aside yesterday and today. As soon as we finish up here, we're going to get back to work.
Yep.
And work outside and build garden beds. I mean, what an environment! What an opportunity for me, you know.
Yeah.
Here I am down in Hull there, you know, just looking at the ocean all the time, you know, thinking.
Oh
about,
yeah, that's all you do is just look at the ocean.
Thinking
there,
about
sure.
fishing.
Yeah.
I tell you, I got the best of both worlds.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I'm just so grateful. I come here in Franklin. What a wonderful community, you know. And I just the country feel. And
as soon as I purchased this home. Almost 10 years ago now, 10 years ago May, and as soon as he saw it, he felt the same way that I did. This is the house.
This is home.
Yeah. Yep.
Hey, Roger here. What he's doing? I heard that he's raising chickens now.
Yep.
Yeah, it's amazing. You know what he's got going here.
Mm-hmm.
And the bees.
Honey Company with the bees.
Yeah.
It's just a
nice
perfect location.
And now they'll be leading the farmers market.
They are
at the town common this
yep.
season, taken over from, I think it was Grateful Farms had run it before, and now there's a transition. And
yeah, Lauren Kluse
and
Roger Trahan.
Things are still happening.
Yeah, they do a wonderful job spreading the word. I can see their posts all over Instagram and,
mm-hmm.
and Facebook, and they've I think they've secured a grant for live music for this summer.
Yeah.
Awesome,
it's
man.
Just they're doing great things.
Yep.
They're really strong individuals in this community.
Yeah. Things may not be perfect in the community, but I think there's hope.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of things, you know, developing and happening along the way.
Yep.
So the farmers market, the recreation department is also coordinating to do the concerts on the commons on the same day. So, you know, it'll be a gathering spot. It's perfect.
Yes. Right? I mean, that's what the town common is for.
Absolutely.
Yep. Yeah.
Back in the olden days, you know, people would be grazing their cows and the chickens or whatever on the common because that was the common space.
Right.
Now we can go there, have the farmer's market, which the produce is coming there from the farms, and then have the family gathering and recreation. There's nothing
I
that.
Think it's just, yeah. I'm just like so, I feel so wonderful when I see these farmer's markets. And just a trend, huh? What a trend! It just took off.
Yep.
I mean, it didn't just take off. It was it was the grassroots overtime. But now it's it's just a wonderful thing to see that happening. Yeah. You know, you're right in bringing the produce, that using that common that way.
Yep.
And you guys got a great spot. I just think
it's really nice.
A wonderful setting. I've been there a few times already. You know.
Mm-hmm. We'll have some more time to come back, more opportunity to come back. And since time is certainly money, and I know you've got some more garden stuff to do today, more beds to build and deliver, et cetera.
Got some deliveries, et cetera, yep.
I'll certainly thank you for your time this morning on behalf of the listeners so you know they can at least hear your story and check out. And if they don't get one from you, find out where they can get
absolutely.
One.
Absolutely.
And at least get gardening and get empowered, right? Because that's really the key message we're
trying
to get.
That is absolutely the key.
That is the key message.
To empower ourselves.
I think it really is the truth. It really does feel that way.
Yeah.
And we can't thank
you gotta make that step.
For you know, helping be our voice to the Franklin community. We really appreciate
that. Nice job.
Thank you, Steve.
Cool. Thanks.
Thank you.
We are now producing this in collaboration with Franklin TV and Franklin Public Radio. This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but we can't do it alone. We can always use your help. How can you help? If you can use the information that you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like something here, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements. And I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is titled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tin Type Tunes in 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy. And by the way, you can also subscribe and listen to Franklin Matters Radio on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. Search in podcasts for Franklin Matters.